Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's start with Emmanuel Acho. This is from FS1, the show. I don't really watch it very often. Speak for yourself. It's Marcellus Wiley and Emmanuel Acho. And Emmanuel Acho is talking about Tua and the Miami Dolphins. This was on yesterday's episode.
Don't set Tua up for failure, then complain when he fails. I'm not concerned about Tua at all. I'm concerned about the Miami Dolphins. I'm concerned about the ignorance of the Miami Dolphins, but I'm not actually concerned about Tua. Second most important position on the football field, left tackle, right? Yeah. Unless your quarterback is left-handed.
MJ.
Then your right tackle is the second most important position on the football field. Oh. Now, as I look at this, Dolphins fans, and you need to look at this too, if your right tackle is the second most important position on the field, second to your quarterback in Tua, then ask yourself this. Justin Herbert, same draft class as Tua. He has a first-round pick, left tackle, protecting his blind side. Joe Burrow, same draft class as Tua. He has a first-round pick, protecting his blind side. Jalen Hurts, same draft class as Tua. The Eagles actually have a first-round pick left tackle, but they said, you know what? We don't trust you. So we're going to put Jordan Mailata there and pay him $16 million annually, because where our treasure is, where our money is, there our heart is. But Tua, your right tackle who protects your blind side, Jesse Davis, only makes $15 million in 3 years? Make that make sense. If the Dolphins actually cared about Tua, they would care to protect Tua more. Your boy got a couple Rollies, no Dabs or Ranch.
You got Rollies?
Your boy got a couple Rolexes, Sal. Now, what I know is this. I'm not going to leave my Rolexes out. I'm going to put them in a safe. Mm. Because if I have something valuable, I will also have something of value to protect what is valuable.
Say that.
If Dolphins fans, Tua is valuable to y'all, then you all should also have something of value, a right tackle, to protect what is valuable to y'all.
Oh, 305 alarm bad. Over
Dale,
Emmanuel
Acho.
Dale.
Dale.
That was the end of the clip anyway.
Dale.
So there's only two people that stopped the 305 alarm. One person,
Pat Riley. That was it. Right? Because we played it over Brian Flores or Chris Greer or someone.
We played over a lot of people.
Over Flo, we did.
Yeah. So Pat Riley's the only person to stop it. I'm
trying to think. I'm trying to think though, is there anyone else? Who would I not play the 305 alarm? I mean, Pat Riley has certainly earned that.
Got it. Spo, we'd play it over Spo.
We'd play it over Spo for sure.
UD?
No.
Huh?
I don't think we'd play it over UD.
I would. I think you would like it.
Yeah, I'd have to overrule you on that.
Like if UD was on the show.
No.
I think you would enjoy it.
He's saying because he's Mr. 305.
Oh, I get it.
Like, yeah.
No.
No,
no,
yeah, I'm
we
with
will
you.
Not bro. Disrespect UD in any way, shape, or form.
But back to what
What did you think? What Emmanuel Acho said?
100,000. I don't know how many percentages we can go up. Correct. Put Tom Brady behind this line. Is he 2-0? Put anybody you want, and whoever's your favorite quarterback, Russell or any of these damn guys, whoever that guy is, put him behind the Dolphins. Let Jesse Davis protect his blind side. Jesse Davis didn't put a finger on the guy that broke Tua's rib. Didn't touch him. Austin Jackson didn't touch people through plays. The interior's okay. The young guys, Solomon Kinley, Robert Hunt, they're more run guys. But no, Emmanuel Acho, he hit it on the head What are you have? What? How are you? And he used the analogy of Tua being a Rolex. How are you protecting Tua? What kind of safe did you put Tua in? And the safe is a Ziploc bag. Mm. The offensive line is nothing right now.
But would you have wanted now, in retrospect, to draft an O-lineman instead of Jalen Waddle?
Jalen Phillips?
I was asking Jalen Waddle specifically. Okay. Because I didn't want to. I went through the machinations on my head, and I was going to end up in a Jalen Phillips discussion, which I didn't want to get to.
Jalen Waddle in the game. Actually, he led the team in receptions. The offense was nothing. We saw. But he had the most receptions last week. But Jalen Phillips' pick, what was at 18? There was some pretty good offensive linemen available, Hawk. Yes. Or free agency. Free, go get somebody protected.
They got Greg Little.
No, they got Greg Little as a throwaway from Carolina for a seventh-round pick. Go get you some dogs.
Don't you have all this cap space? Like, I don't understand what the Dolphins are using their cap space for. I know next year they have a ton of it too, but, man, it is so evident that they need to improve their offensive line. What are they hoarding this cap space for? You're Mr. Hoarder. Like, have you figured it out?
You know what? I hoard money too.
You are Mr. Hoarder.
But cap space, you can't hoard it. It doesn't roll over.
No.
They can't use the money that they're saving in 2028. Like, use it.
But are we playing the result here is my question. Did all of us identify this before the season started, or did all of us, by the way, for both teams, because we were all high on the Miami Hurricanes offensive line because they were veterans. They have been around together for a long time. They were all returning. Like, did we identify this before the season, or are we playing the result here?
No. You know what? The preseason we were talking about the O-line.
If they had spent one of those first-round picks on an offensive lineman, you don't think Dolphins fans would have been up in arms? Here they go again drafting an offensive lineman when we need weapons.
Yes. Yes, but that comes from Solomon Kinley going in the fourth, Austin Jackson going in the first, Robert Hunt going in the, I believe, second. Like, that goes from you evaluated these guys in college and said we're bringing them up. And Jesse Davis, he's been on the Dolphins for damn near, what, like 10 years? Like, they continue to give him contracts, but he can't block anyone. Like, what I've seen in these two games, I've seen him have some good games in the past. Is Jesse Davis too old? You have a guy that you continue to leave on your roster, and then you bring in everybody on that front line. Michael Dieter, remember him in the second round? Was out of Wisconsin? He didn't touch the field for years. Dieter, Kinley, Hunt, Austin Jackson. Are any of those guys ever going to go to a Pro Bowl? Because you spent draft equity on every single one of those guys to protect the future Marino, and it doesn't look like it's working out. Could you say who's the best out of those guys? My guess would be Solomon Kinley, just because I've seen him dump people on their backs.
Yeah.
That's it. But would I put Solomon Kinley to block Ndamukong Suh or Aaron Donald one-on-one? Hell no, Hawk. Why would I do that?
Let's get headlines here. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
I am playing the result, by the way. I am. Like,
well,
I wanted Jalen Waddle.
It's what we do. It's what we do in sports, but I'm just wondering. I just want to keep it real. And also say, you know, very convenient for Emmanuel Acho to say that. And he's right, but I'm not necessarily certain that anyone, you know, it's like, you know, Hassan Whiteside. It was Pat Riley's biggest mistake, Hassan Whiteside. Although we all kind of co-signed it when it was happening.
Yeah.
We get the luxury of playing the result, which is fine. It's what we do.
But
it wasn't. In other words, when somebody makes a decision that's outlandish, everyone sees what the answer is, and somebody makes a decision that is outlandish, and then you go, well, wait a second, what were you doing there? You know, the Dolphins have a stacked receiving core, and they go out and they take Jalen Waddle, and you go, what are you doing there? What exactly are we doing there? You know what? I think it was, who's the Green Bay quarterback?
Jordan Love,
right? Here's what Aaron Rodgers needs, weapons, We trade up to get Jordan Love. Huh? You know what I mean? Then you point and you go, what the hell are you thinking? I'm just curious if we were all like, yeah, don't waste a draft pick, a high draft pick on an offensive lineman. Get him through free agency. Do something. Get other positions of need.
We want to draft good offensive linemen.
It's an important caveat.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, to your point, I'm telling you. I kind of like everything. Like, Ted Ginn. Ted Ginn just retired. Ted Ginn was in the league 15-something years. Ted Ginn was a starting receiver every year he was in the league. But at that time for the Dolphins, did we need a punt returning deep threat? We needed to build so much more. So I think team to team, to answer your question, team to team is different things. And everything, the proof's in the pudding. Like the on everybody, from the Ryan Leafs all the way to the Tom Brady's, first round number one pick to the seventh round quarterback. Like the proof's in the pudding there. But when you have tried to address a position for 3 years straight
and you keep whiffing
and it doesn't seem like any of them are working out, that's when you start looking and saying, and it's on Chris Greer.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, I'm not trying to talk circles. It's on Chris Greer. Do you know how to evaluate offensive linemen? Because it doesn't seem like these guys are protecting the jewel of your draft, and that's Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.